Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The Israeli Defence Forces have carried out airstrikes in Gaza Strip after they intercepted five rockets they said had been fired from there into southern Israel. It comes shortly after the IDF announced they were withdrawing from the town of Jenin in the occupied West Bank after a two-day military operation. Anna Foster reports.
Because of the size and the scale of this operation, the number of military vehicles, the number of soldiers that were involved, the withdrawal, I think, is expected to take some time. But certainly the signs were there a few hours ago. We saw crossing through the West Bank barrier back into Israel some armoured vehicles. We saw troops. And interestingly, perhaps a key indication that the operation was nearing its end, we saw a large military helicopter landing, and that turned out to be carrying Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, and Yoav Gallant, the Israeli defence minister.
Kyiv has again accused Moscow of planning to stage an incident at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and blame it on Ukrainian shelling. Ukraine's armed forces say recent information shows foreign objects similar to explosive devices have been placed on the roof of the station's third and fourth power units. Ukraine's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yevheny Symbaliuk, told the BBC the situation was very worrying.
We don't need another Chernobyl in Europe. It's absolutely obvious. And if Russians will continue their provocations, it could be like this. We believe that international atomic energy should play its role and should really evaluate the situation on the ground because they have a mission there.
Fears about the plant's safety have persisted throughout the war. The Russian journalist Elena Milashina and lawyer Alexander Nemov are on their way back to Moscow after they were brutally attacked in Chechnya. The pair had travelled to Grozny to report on a court case involving the mother of dissidents who were critical of the Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov. But shortly after arriving, they were set upon by masked men. Elena Milashina said both of them were beaten.
I don't have any open wounds. Alexander does. We were beaten with propylene pipes, which are usually used to beat detainees in Chechnya. It's a powerful weapon. It's very painful. When they wanted my passwords, they threatened to cut off my finger. But when they realized the phone didn't react anymore to my finger, they stopped. Then they began to beat each finger with a stick, methodically.
The French Justice Ministry has confirmed that nearly 4,000 people have been arrested for taking part in the rioting and looting that erupted after the police shot a teenager last week. Nearly 800 policemen were injured in the unrest. The violence has substantially subsided since Sunday. World news from the BBC. The Colombian leftist rebel group, the ELN, or National Liberation Army, says it will cease attacks against the military ahead of a bilateral ceasefire that's due to begin next month. It announced the move via its central command, saying it had issued orders to all of its units to stand down starting from Thursday. Will Grant reports.
The ceasefire announcement by Colombia's last active guerrilla army is hugely significant for the South American nation. If it holds for the agreed 6 months, it would be the longest halt in the conflict that the ELN has agreed to since it first took up arms against the Colombian state in 1964. The defense minister, Ivan Velasquez, also confirmed the Colombian armed forces would be instructed to halt all their offensive actions against the ELN from Thursday. It comes after the much bigger leftist guerrilla army in Colombia, the FARC, signed a peace accord in 2016 in Havana.
A US federal judge has blocked numerous government agencies from pressuring social media firms to censor posts protected as free speech under the Constitution. The injunction was issued in response to a lawsuit brought by Republican legal officials from Louisiana and Missouri. Top White House officials and the FBI are among those being restrained. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Belarus says the situation on human rights there remains catastrophic and is continuing to worsen. Anais Morin told the UN Human Rights Council that Minsk was deliberately quashing and purging society of any remaining dissenting voices. Her annual report says more than 1,500 people are still being detained on politically motivated charges. Scientists in the United States say they've discovered that elephants eat a varied diet, choosing from hundreds of plants to suit their needs and appetites. The study revealed that an individual elephant's diet of grasses, leaves, fruits and roots differed even amongst those that forage together. That's the latest BBC News.